était dans mon dos, mais elle a manqué son coup. Puis là, j'étais caché, j'ai couru assez vite que il m'a pas attrapé, là, mais il était proche de moi. J'ai eu pas mal.
Vous savez, les griffes d'une dinde, c'est une lampe de rasoir. À vous, cette proche, c'est énorme.
A fresh breath.
Quand ça rouvre, là, mettons ça dans un coin, là, vous allez virer le bord. Vous allez avoir peur. Puis moi aussi, je vais avoir peur. Soyons prudents, là, c'est du sérieux. Alors demain, les amis de Louisville, là, batte de baseball, c'est assez. On met fin à ça. On protège nos enfants avant tout. Moi, je dis tout, l'humain avant tout. Je suis pas contre les bêtes, pas du tout. Mais quand une bête attaque, là, chez nous, à Louisville, c'est fini. C'est clair? Merci.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic Program, and this is the final week of the month as we whisk February out the door. I'm joined by my other two amigos, each of us broadcasting from our own respective studios. Of course, joining me is our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks.
Good evening.
And from the Rock and Roll Report, Mark.
Good evening.
We've got a lot of great music lined up for you, so do stick around. Let's head things over to Strangeway Studios.
The three brave amigos, wherever they meet us, our destinies lead us. Amigos, we're always together. Wherever we go, we're three brave amigos, and we'll be amigos forever.
Armitage Shanks, hi! Tyler! Tyler! Armitage Shanks, hi!
Hiya mates, this is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester, and on this week's edition of Three Amigos of Drastic Plastic fame, a couple pretty groovy new tracks for you. First up, Bicep. They're one of the best things to come from Belfast in recent years. They have a new album they've just released, Chroma. And the track we shall hear is Chroma 001 Helium. Enjoy.
Last year, back to the off last year. Last year, back to the off last year. Last year, back to the off last year.
Set. First up was Bicep from their new album Chroma. We heard their first single, Chroma 001 Helium. Following that up, Kasabian. Yes, they're back. They've taken a bit of a hiatus. They're back with a new album yet to be released. It will be called Happenings. And this is the first single from Happenings, Call. Well, I promise you, I will be back later in the show. In the meantime, my two amigos will take control. So enjoy, mates.
Let's get things started on the right foot and head right on over to Mark over at Krabby Road Studios.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report. Turn it up.
Hey, this is Mark from the Rock and Roll Report, and it's my time once again for covers of songs you know by bands you probably never heard of. And it's a pretty eclectic set, both this set and my other set in, later on in the show. And we're kicking things off with an interesting cover of that classic rock staple. This is a cover of Money from of Mice and Men off their CD Defy here on the Drastic Plastic program on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up.
Like this, anything goes, but don't Somebody told me you had a boyfriend and looked like a girlfriend that I hadn't fed you. Where we are last year, it's not confidential. I've got potential. Ready, let's roll on to something new. Taking it slow, let I'm leaving without you. Cross heaven and close in a place like this. I'll set our heaven and close in a place like this. Bring it back down tonight. Never thought I'd let a rumor ruin my moonlight. Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend and looked like a girlfriend that I hadn't fed you. Where we are last year, it's not confidential. I've got potential. I'm rushing around.
And that was a cover of the Killers track, Somebody Told Me, from Motionless in White. And that was actually, they released that as a single. Kind of cool, a little bit screamy, but it always drives me crazy. There's some great covers that I would play, but I find they're kind of, I hate to use the word, but polluted by that really screamy voice. And I mean, that's kind of stuff I know. Like, I know my son likes that, who's much younger than me. But I don't know. It throws me off. It works every once in a while for me, but for the most part, it throws me off. So that's it for me for this set. I'll be back a bit later on with more pretty cool covers of songs you know by bands you probably have never heard of. Cheers.
Do you remember the days when water was water? I'm talking about real water, straight from the faucet. No bubbles, no fancy flavors or filtering, no exotic sounding foreign names. Just a tall, cool glass of water straight from your kitchen sink. Well, thanks to the folks at Tap Water Beverages, those memories are as close as the bottled water aisle of your local supermarket. You see, the tap water bottling process captures all of the lead, bacteria, mercury, and traces of actual raw sewage that gives tap water that distinctive flavor you remember from your childhood. And yes, they even remembered the fluoride. Woo-hoo! Tap water. Taste the memory.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
Okay, and so my opening set comes by the way of a ricochet as I was rummaging through a few boxes of ancient memories. Some stuff that was actually played here on CKUT many decades ago. But in my pursuit of some old copies of Trouser Magazine, I came across a memory of a piece of music which I'd like to share with you today. He is certainly no stranger to the playlists here on Drastic Plastic. He is a New York, he calls himself perhaps an anti-folk hero, but he's also gifted with the pen in prose, but also gifted with the pen in the creation of fanzines, comics, and the like. He is Jeffrey Lewis, and this is his piece called The History of Punk on the Lower East Side of New York City between 1950 and 1975. It's brilliant. Check it out.
Well, this is the complete history of the development of punk rock on the Lower East Side of New York City from 1950 to 1975. We start with Harry Smith in 1950, a beatnik weirdo who moved to New York City. His huge collections were insane of Easter eggs and paper airplanes and rare records. He had about a million and 60. To change America through music was his hope, and to make some money because he was broke, he compiled a triple-decker collection of songs from his records, released as the Smithsonian Anthology of American Folk. On a Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, the great ship Titanic began to reel and rock. Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. Wasn't it sad when that great ship went down? Smith's plan began to work as foretold. This weird music began to take hold. It sparked an interest in these forms of life underground from the norms, and soon millions of folk records were being sold. So by the early 60s, Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, Phil Oakes were all inspired by those old folks. Then one strange duo of downtowners called the Holy Modal Rounders began to make it more anarchistic with weird voices and drug jokes. Mom's out there, switching in the kitchen, and Dad's in the living room, grousing and a-bitching. I'm out here, kicking the gong for euphoria, euphoria. When your mind starts reeling and a-walking, your inside voices start squealing and squawking, floating around on a belladonna cloud, singing euphoria. That was 1964. Then in 1965, Lou Reed and John Cale in a Ludlow Street dive recorded a similar musical spin, sounding a bit like the Rounders' acoustic and violin, with even more New York street drug jive. Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, you chasing our women around?
Pardon me, sir. Nothing could be further from my mind. I'm just waiting for a dear friend of mine.
I'm waiting for the man. Well, also in 1965, the Holy Modal Rounders met some other intellectual thugs on East 10th Street who called themselves the Fugs. The Fugs were recorded by that same Harry Smith, playing the punkiest songs yet to exist. Lo-fi noisy stuff about poetry, sex, and drugs. I don't have a bedtime, I don't need to come, for I have become an amphetamine bum. If you don't like sleeping and don't want to screw, then you should take lots of amphetamines too. Harry Smith recorded an incredible 3-hour Fug session, including Tule Kupferberg's great song, Nothing. Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday and Thursday, nothing. Friday for a change, a little more, nothing. Saturday, once more, nothing. A fucking nothing. Sucking, nothing. Flesh and sex, nothing. The world's great books are a great set of nothing. Social anthropology, heck a whack of nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing. Lots of it, nothing, nothing. The Fugs were real poets with real topics to speak out, and through the new underground scene, this weird music could leak out, beginning the punk idea that anybody could do it without needing much musical ability to it, and this new crazy music was soon labeled Freak Out. In 1966, the Fugs signed to New York label ESP. The same label put out a band called The Gods, spelled with a Z. The Gods accomplished the feat of making even the Fugs' music sound sweet with the least musical folk punk racket in history. Meow. Far from the West Coast hippie scene, New York's underground music was far from mainstream. It was intellectual, but noisy and hectic. And then the Velvet Underground went electric and made folk punk more beautiful and more extreme. nothing could stop New York's strange folk punk tide. In 1968 came David Peel and the Lower East Side. They recorded an album out in the street, screaming and sloppy. Danny Field signed them to Elektra Records, and it sold a lot of copies, with songs like I Like Marijuana and Up Against the Wall, Motherfucker, inside. A mother, oh, where is my father? Oh, where is my brother? They're at war. They're at war. You made them join the dirty U.S. Army. You told them all a filthy white lie. You gave them all the bullshit and baloney. And now my brother and my father gonna have to die. And the Stooges were a freak-out band in Detroit, but folks ignored them until Danny Fields brought them to New York and had John Cale of the Velvets record them. While most acid rock was turning into progressive, the Stooges instead pushed the raw and aggressive, and Iggy Pop sang about degradation and boredom. All right. Well, it's 1969, okay. War across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. Well, it's 1969, baby. Well, it's 1969, baby. Well, in 1970, David Peel's second album came, with some amazing songs and some a little lame. In most pre-punk histories, David Peel is forgot because he was a hippie singing lots of songs about pot, but his second album is the first album with the real sound that electric punk rock soon became.
We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or die. We are from the Lower East Side. We don't give a damn if we live or
And even though it was a few years before it was something The Clash would also later do, this album had a song that mixed punk with reggae, the song I Want to Kill You. One, two, three, four.
You called the people of the future generation. You called the people in a life of demonstration. You called the people in a world of aggravation.
In 1971, Lester Bangs first writes the word punk to describe 60s enthusiastic teenage rock junk. In 1972, New Yorker Lenny Kaye puts out the 60s garage rock compilation Nuggets and coins the phrase punk rock in the liner notes of it, although punk rock would soon come to mean something different from the 60s pop songs that Lester and Lenny thunk. Like this one. Lenny Kaye was also a guitarist, and he began playing music with an East Side poet named Patti Smith, who would use it to mix her wild poetry with simple rock stuff, like the Fugs in a way, but less rough, a postmodern way to take high art and low art and fuse it.
Not mine.
1972, 73 is around when the New York Dolls start mixing trash on drag fashion with a rock and roll heart. The Johnny Thunders' David Johansen sound mixed the old-style simple rock with the new New York underground and sort of defined the moment when stupid on purpose became the new smart. And the Lower East Side of New York began punk fashion as well, with spiked hair and ripped clothes worn by the poet Richard Hell. Hell was in Television, the Neon Boys, the Heartbreakers, the Voidoids, and he wrote the song that gave the new 70s punk generation its first anthem yell. Television, Patti Smith and the Ramones. 76, punk fanzine began, then the whole thing moved to England. England stole all the credit, and that's how it goes. The end. Complete history of the development of punk on New York's Lower East Side, 1950 to
Okay, so welcome back. Let's recap the playlist of that last set. What we just heard there was something from the album The Holy Bible. It was released towards the tail end of last year, in around the beginning of fall. And it's from the band called Flory. Just to say that's Flory, F-L-O-R-R-Y, not to be confused with the band Flory, F-L-O-R-R-I-E. Nonetheless, this is a band that's garnered a lot of really cool review, especially this particular album. Some of the editors at Stereo Gum had placed it as Album of the Week once. And in fact, a Bandcamp, a couple of Bandcamp critics which is a place where we scour a lot to find different musics, had chosen this album by Flory, The Holy Bible, as one of the best country music albums of 2023, comparing it to something like Neil Young and kind of calling it an album of ragged roots rock with charming imperfections and positive vibes. Very cool review there. It all centers around a really, really cool vocalist, Francie Medosh. And from the album Holy Bible, we heard the song Drunk and High. And prior to that, as we described, this is a great piece, just an epic piece from Jeffrey Lewis, who comes from New York. There's no need to really have to dig into your old Legs McNeil tomb of an oral history of punk to recap the history of punk when he Jeffrey Lewis maps it all out, at least from the New York perspective, as the song dictates. A song called History of Punk Rock in the Development of the Lower East Side, 1950 to 1975. And there's a lot of great references to all some great bands and also some of the great great culture that surrounded the punk, so-called punk era of those years, when Jeffrey Lewis writes about Lester Bangs, the line being in 1971, Lester Bang first writes the word punk to describe 60s enthusiastic teenage rock junk. In 1972, Lenny Kaye puts out the 60s garage comp Nuggets and coins the phrase punk rock in the liner notes to it. Great stuff, great piece. We'll link it in our show page. And I hope you enjoyed that. Jeffrey Lewis once again. And the song is called, of course, The History of Punk Rock and Its Development of the Lower East Side, 1950 to 1975, which I believe he used as a pressed CD into one of his comic books that he had put out in the mid-early 90s. And the comic book was called Fluff. Anyway, more music for you. The Two Amigos are standing by. Stick around. This is the Drastic Plastic Program right here on CKUT 90.3.
Sound.
See? K-U-T-T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
It's that time once again to send things over to our man from Manchester at Strange Way Studios.
All transmitters to pull, all receivers to boost. This is London calling.
Yes, mates, I'm back. This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester. And guess who else is back? The Zootons. After a lengthy break, they have returned. A new album coming out, The Big Decider. And this track is Creeping on the Dance Floor. It's great. I expect massive success for this track, not the least of which is it's produced by the combo of Nile Rodgers, who needs no introduction, and Ian Brody. Ian Brody is a Liverpudlian, as are the Zootons, who was the founding member of the seminal band in the 1990s, in the halcyon Britpop era. They were called the Lightning Seeds. They had some tremendous tracks out. He's also the one that wrote the classic England football anthem, Three Lions. So, wow, what a collaboration. The Zootons, Ian Brody, and of course, Nile Rodgers. This one's Creeping on the Dance Floor, as I said. Check it out.
She just can't.
On this set, we commenced proceedings with the brand new track from the Zootons, produced by Nile Rodgers and Ian Brody, from the forthcoming album The Big Decider, the track Creeping on the Dance Floor. I think this will be creeping up the charts, if not soaring up the charts, in the months to come. And followed that up with, well, this is quite something interesting. I played on last week's show a single by a brand new band who's appeared in 2024, Fat Dog. Their single, All the Same. And it's really just been around for about 2 months, really since the beginning of 2024. Already it's been remixed. And that is what I played you. It's remixed by Mandy Indiana, who's a pretty cool production team in their own right. Their album was one of my picks for 2023's top 10 UK albums. And what a collaboration this is. It's All the Same. You can definitely, if you know the track, the original track by Fat Dog, you'll hear fragments of it. But Mandy Indiana completely chops it up and makes it into something extraordinary in a different way, because, of course, the original single, All the Same, is pure genius as well. That's it for my piece. This is Armin and Shanks signing off. Remember, I'm just taking the piss.
It's time now to send things over to Krabby Road Studios with Mark.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report. Turn it up.
Welcome back to more covers of songs that you know by bands you probably have never heard of. It's Mark, formerly, I guess, from the Rock and Roll Report, as that is no longer around. But I am, and I'm still bringing you these pretty cool covers. At least, I think they're cool covers. I hope you do as well. This is a cover of a song that I have not heard in forever. This is Devil's Haircut by the Knox and Foster the People here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up.
Something's wrong, 'cause my mind is fading. And everywhere I look, there's a dead end waiting. Temperatures dropping at the rotten oasis. Stealing kisses from the leper's faces. Heads are hanging from the garbage man trees. Mouthwash, jukebox, gasoline. Pistols are pointing at a poor man's pockets. Smiling eyes with them out of the sockets. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. 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 Love machines on the sympathy crutches. Discount orgies on the dropout buses. Hitching a ride with bleeding noses. Coming to town with a briefcase. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut in my mind. Got a devil's haircut. Something
That was a cover of All the Small Things by Blink 182. That was a cover by a band called Fame on Fire. And before that, cover of Beck's Devil's Haircut from The Knox and Foster the People off their CD Melody and Silence. Hope you enjoyed these two sets of covers of songs that you know by bands you probably have never heard of. I'll be back next month.